Welcome to Storytime. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. Children in America love to play a game called Mother May I. One child stands facing a line of children a distance away. The one child calls out a command, but the other children must remember to ask, "Mother, may I?" before they move on their turn. When the leading child says, "Yes, you may," then the child in the line may move. Oh, the children groan when they forget to ask, "Mother, may I?" for it means they have to go back to the starting line. That reminds me of what happened to Joshua and the leaders of Israel in our Bible lesson today. Listen for a groan from the people of Israel. Do you remember the names of the two cities that Joshua and the soldiers of Israel have conquered since they crossed over the Jordan River? That's right, the first city was Jericho, and the second was the little city of Ai. All the other cities were hearing about these incredible victories, and they were afraid. "Will we be the next?" they were probably asking. The Bible says in Joshua 9:1-2, "When all the kings heard, they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and Israel." They had decided their best defense would be to fight together. As these kings were making their plans to fight Israel, there was one city that made very different plans. It seems that the people of the city of Gibeon realized that fighting Joshua would be useless, so they worked very slyly. They had some men dress up as ambassadors to go to Israel. An ambassador is an official messenger sent from a country, usually for the purpose of keeping peace between countries. But these Gibeon intentionally dressed up in old dusty clothes, put on old worn-out shoes. They even put old sacks for saddles on their donkeys. And they took old worn-out wine bottles and dry, moldy bread. What do you suppose they're going to do, boys and girls? Joshua 9:6 says, "And they went to Joshua to the camp and said to him and to the men of Israel, 'We have come from a far country. Now make a league with us.'" A league meant a peace agreement. Joshua and the men of Israel looked them over carefully as they listened. The Gibeonites were very good actors. They said they were from a far country. They looked like they had come a long way. But in their hearts, they knew they were lying, and God knew it. The Bible says, "Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." The heart is the real you that's listening to me right now. No matter what you wear or how nice you try to act, God sees the real you on the inside. What does God see when He looks at our hearts? Well, Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful and desperately wicked." God knows every jealous thought we've ever had, every lie we've ever told, every time we've pouted or disobeyed. And He doesn't excuse even the smallest sin. God is our loving Creator, but He's also holy, completely perfect. And He also says sin must be punished, even when it's on the inside. For those who don't believe in Jesus, that punishment is everlasting death and separation from God. Being a good actor on the outside might help you escape punishment here on earth, but remember, God sees your heart. And He saw the heart of the Gibeonites. Oh, they were very good actors on the outside as they presented their story to Joshua and the people of Israel. But Joshua and the men of Israel couldn't see in their hearts. They were trying to figure out the truth from what they saw. Suppose you really live close to us and you people are just lying to us. How can we be sure we should make a league with you? The men of Israel asked. The men of Israel were suspicious, but they didn't know for sure. You see, they were using their eyes and their minds to try to figure out the truth, but is that enough? Can you think what was the most important thing they should have done right then? You're right if you said ask God about it, for He knew everything about those strangers. Remember the game, Mother May I? Well, if you're God's child, don't forget to come to him with every decision and say, Father, may I? Your heavenly Father knows the very best answer. The men of Israel were suspicious, but they didn't ask God for wisdom and direction. Joshua just kept asking questions. Who are you, and from what country did you come? Oh, the Gibeonites had their answers all ready. We're your servants. We've come from a very far country, and we came because we heard about the Lord your God and all that he did in Egypt, and how he helped you defeat all those kings on the other side of Jordan. So we wanted to make a league with you. If you don't believe us, look at our bread. Why, we took it hot out of the oven the day we left, and now look, it is dry and moldy. Look at our shoes and clothes, how worn out they are. You can tell we've been traveling a long, long time. Joshua 9:14 is a very sad verse. And the men of Israel did not ask counsel at the mouth of the Lord. They didn't pray about it to ask God's direction. They made the wrong decision. They decided to make peace with these ambassadors and to let them live. So they made a league with the men of Gibeon and promised them before the Lord that they would not kill them. Only 3 days later, they found out the truth. And the truth was that the Gibeonites had really only come about 20 miles. They were not from a far country at all. Can you just hear that groan going up from the camp of Israel? Gibeah was actually one of the cities Joshua was planning to conquer. And now he had promised before the Lord that the people of Israel would not hurt them. The Bible says the people of Israel complained, but they knew they had promised before the Lord, and they could not break that promise or they'd be in trouble with the Lord. But Joshua and the leaders of Israel called the Gibeonites together and asked them, Why did you deceive us, telling us you were from a far country when you really live very close? Oh, the Gibeonites had a very good answer for that too, boys and girls. Because we heard how the Lord your God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all of us. We were very afraid for our lives because of you. That's why we did this thing. And now, we are in your hand. Whatever seems right and good to you to do to us, do it. You know, the Gibeonites had done the only thing they knew to do to be saved from destruction. Did you know there is only one thing you and I can do to be saved from everlasting death and destruction? John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The word perish means to be destroyed forever, eternal, everlasting destruction. But God loves you so much, he wants you to have, instead of everlasting destruction, he wants you to have everlasting life. That's why he was willing to give up the dearest treasure of his heart, his perfect Son Jesus, for you. Well, how did God give his Son? Do you remember? That's right. He sent Jesus to earth to die in your place, taking your punishment and mine for sin. When wicked men nailed Jesus to a wooden cross, he was taking our place. After the Lord Jesus died and was buried, he came alive again on the third day. Now Jesus is in heaven. And believing in him is the only way you and I can be saved from everlasting death and destruction. The Gibeonites knew of only one way they could be saved from destruction by Joshua and the army of Israel, and that was to trick the people of Israel. Joshua kept his promise to save their lives, but because they had deceived the people of Israel, Joshua said, Now because of this, you are cursed, and there shall none of you be freed from being servants to us. You will cut wood and carry water for the house of our God. Well, the people of Gibeon readily agreed to that job. Perhaps they realized it was certainly better to cut wood and draw water and still have their families alive and well than to have Joshua and his army come and completely destroy them. Do you think the people of Israel really wanted to be bothered with a lot of strangers in their camp? No. And every day, as Joshua and the people of Israel saw a Gibeonite chopping wood or bringing water, they would be reminded of the sad consequences of not asking God for His direction. If you're God's child, remember to ask God's direction so you can make right decisions. Bad decisions can cause you much sorrow, some for the rest of your life. Will you begin daily to read God's Word? His Word is our best counselor. And pray anytime, anywhere, about anything. God promises His Holy Spirit will be a guide for us in making right decisions. That's all for story time today, boys and girls. But don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriend.com.